You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's April 18th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be wonderful if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. Also, look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads if you'd like to chat with me about today's episode after the show. I'm happy that you've tuned in today because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about the Fallout television series on Prime Video. But first, I'm sending out this week's positive vibes to Matt Wood. Matt is an industry veteran who spent nearly two decades at Valve working on games like Portal 2 and Left 4 Dead. His most recent game, which is being released under his own company, Double Dagger Studio, is called Little Kitty Big City. And during yesterday's Nintendo Indie event, the game finally got a release date of May 9th. All those years at Valve making games about bloodthirsty zombies and murderous robots have prepared him for this game about dressing up an adorable cat in funny hats and making friends while exploring the city. Yeah, this is actually probably pretty cathartic for him. So congrats on the announcement, Matt. I can't wait to check out the game next month. After years of mostly terrible video game adaptations coming out of Hollywood, we seem to be in something of a golden age of quality TV versions of some of our favorite games. Castlevania and League of Legends have critically acclaimed animated series on Netflix. The streaming platform also has a highly regarded Witcher series. There's The Amazing Last of Us on HBO, and Microsoft and Paramount Plus have a Halo series that hit its stride in season two after a somewhat bumpy start. Hollywood finally seems to be giving game adaptations the care and love they deserve. So when it was announced that Bethesda was going to adapt their massively popular Fallout series at Prime Video with Westworld creator Jonathan Nolan at the helm, I was pretty excited about the possibilities. So as of last week, all eight episodes of season one are out, and I spent last weekend binging the whole thing. Two things first before I get to the actual show. Yes, it's kind of weird that a show about an evil corporation that has its fingers in every aspect of human life and is helping to bring about the end of the world is being produced by Amazon.com. It's incredibly meta and very on brand for the Fallout series, actually. It'd be hard to make that up. Also, to agree with most everybody online this past week, yeah, I think it's unfortunate that they decided to release this entire season all at once. I think it helps shows to build buzz and excitement when they can release weekly, and I only hope that the quality of the show is enough to help it overcome this misstep, because the show is really, really good. The series isn't adapting any particular storyline from the game, but it's instead telling its own tale set in the Fallout universe, which I think was a really smart move. It allows the writers to craft a story that both feels familiar and fun for fans of the series, because it has all those familiar Fallout trappings, but it's also exciting and unpredictable with an all-new cast of characters. And honestly, I think the single most important thing for a show like this is to capture the feel of Fallout. Those games have such a specific vibe. It's retro sci-fi with a layer of apocalyptic horror and a dash of the Wild West, all with this very dry sarcastic sense of humor, and they absolutely nail that. It looks like Fallout, it sounds like Fallout, and it 100% feels like a Fallout game. If you're a fan of the game series, you'll enjoy a show that transports you straight into the world you recognize, full of little details that you'll recognize, like Nuka-Cola, Stimpaks, Pip-Boys, and Mr. Handy. It's clear that the people who made this show have a deep love and an appreciation for the games. But I think that even for those who have no familiarity with the subject matter at all, or really just kind of maybe a basic knowledge, there's just a really well-crafted show with interesting characters to enjoy. And other than the look and feel of the show, it's those characters that kept me coming back episode after episode. Ella Purnell plays Lucy, who pretty much takes the role of the player role for most of the games, a vault dweller who is part of a community that has been living underground since the bombs dropped 200 years ago and is now forced to go to the surface and face the ugly world outside. Aaron Clifton Motton plays Maximus, a member of the Brotherhood of Steel who gets in way over his head. And probably my favorite, Walter Goggins as the Ghoul, a grotesque gunslinger with a secret past. As a big fan of both Justified and The Shield, I love him in everything, and he is particularly great here. And I think that this is a star-making show for Purnell and Motton as well. They're all fantastic, and there's a lot of great cameos as well from folks like Chris Parnell, Michael Emerson, and even Ponch himself, Eric Estrada. It is a really great cast, top to bottom. From the production, which mostly uses real location shooting and a minimal use of CGI, to the music, which is loaded with classics of the 40s and 50s, many of which you'll recognize from the games. I've been listening to the soundtrack ever since I finished the show. To the great writing, which draws you into this world and makes you care about these characters. There's just a tremendous amount of love put into this show, and it all comes together into one of the best debut TV seasons I've seen in a while. It's funny, it's exciting, it's scary, it's kind of got it all. Whether you've been playing Fallout games for over 20 years or you're just looking for a great new show to watch, you owe it to yourself to check this out. Is it the best video game adaptation of all time? I mean, maybe? So last week, right after the previous episode of the show was published, I went into work and almost immediately I started to not feel well. It started with what felt like a stomach ache, but it quickly evolved into the sweats and nausea and an increasingly intense pain in the lower right-hand side of my stomach. Something was clearly not okay. Thankfully, I work in healthcare, so if something like this happens, there's an emergency room almost directly above my office. So that's where I went. My first thought was that it was my appendix that seemed to be the right neighborhood, and the symptoms matched up pretty well. But after getting some blood work and a CT scan, they determined that the culprit was actually kidney stones. I had not one, but two of these little buggers, one of which was just kind of chilling out in my kidney, minding its own business, and the other one was trying to make a break for it and was lodging in my tubing, which is why it felt like somebody was taking a baseball bat to my insides. I'd never had a kidney stone before, but every story I've ever heard was that it was just about the most unpleasant thing you could ever go through, short of pushing out a baby which I don't think is in my future. So, hey, this was pretty exciting from a medical milestone perspective. And yeah, it absolutely did suck. They gave me some IV fluids to get, you know, the pipes flowing and something for the pain and the nausea. And I was basically sent on my way to wait for the little pebble to make its exit. They also gave me a little pasta strainer looking thing to pee into to try and catch it, which is cool, I guess, because you can never have too many of those things in the kitchen. The next morning, I got up to use the bathroom, grabbed my little colander, and boop, there it was. Huh. Didn't even really hurt coming out. It hurt like a mother as it made its way to the exit, but the actual passing of it was relatively easy. Kind of anticlimactic, to be honest. Not that I would recommend this for anyone, but in my case, at least, it wasn't the most painful thing I've ever been through. Maybe top three after getting a giant needle put into the base of my spine between two joints to drain fluid. That and having to sit through Wonder Woman 1984. So we've chosen two out of the four faces to be on our Mount Rushmore of game development. And week one, you chose Final Fantasy Mastermind Hironobu Sakaguchi. And last week, you picked Shigeru Miyamoto. So for this week's polling at Threads, you get four more candidates, and they are Sid Meier, legendary creator of the Civilization series, Ralph Baer, considered by many to be the father of video games and creator of the first game console, the Magnavox Odyssey, John Carmack, one of the godfathers of first-person shooters and lead programmer on games like Doom, Quake, and Wolfenstein 3D, and finally Hideo Kojima, creator of the iconic Metal Gear series, as well as games like Zone of the Enders and Death Stranding. So that's a really tough group to choose from. Go visit Midlife Side Quest on Threads after the show to cast your vote, and I'll share the results on next week's episode. Remember, the voting is only open for 24 hours, so make sure you go and do it right away. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking time in your day for me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. Until next week, be well and happy gaming.